Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk To Podcast, hosted by author Sharnell Williams. Are you ready to spend some time with Sharnell and her special guest? Join our live conversation every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, here's your host, Sharnell Williams.
Welcome. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk To Podcast. And I'm your host, author Sharnell Williams. And before I bring on my special guest, I would like to say a couple of things. Y'all know I have to hit y'all with my intro. My name is Sharnell Williams, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. That's right, Jersey is in the house. This year is very special to me because this is my sixth annual Women's Empowerment. Yes, I said my sixth annual Women's Empowerment. It will be held in the Poconos this year at Kalahari Resorts. If y'all never heard of Kalahari Resorts, it's an indoor water park. So it's family friendly. And what else? I'm having, go get your tickets. That's all I can say. We're going to be honoring some wonderful people this year. We're just going to do it this year. I'm telling you, we're just going to do it. We have the red carpet as we do every year, but this year we have a red carpet special host, Dr. Lady Rain. I don't know if y'all ever listened to her show on Praise FM. She's going to be hosting the red carpet this year. Let's give it up for Lady Rain, Dr. Lady Rain, rather. So it's going to be like around 10 or 12 speakers. My husband, as usual, he hosts every year. Like I said, this is our sixth year. His name is Kevin Brown. He will be hosting this year again. Yes, he will. Keynote speaker, Tangi Roseboro. And myself, co-host with my husband, I'm going to be talking to him. Be speaking like I do every year. And we're going to have 10 excellent speakers. And guess the entertainer. The entertainment will be the artist, multi-award-winning The Fisher Girls. If y'all never heard of The Fisher Girls, look them up, listen to their music, because, yes, they will be in the house. And the only way you can listen and see them personally is you come to YANA 23, Women's Empowerment, that will take place on May the 13th. Yes, May the 13th, the day before Mother's Day. That's why I say it's family friendly. Come out and bring your friends, bring your family, grab your loved one, grab your man. Yes, men are welcome to join us. So, you know, just grab your crew and just come meet us at Kalahari Resorts on May the 13th, and it starts from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Plus, if you're not able to make it, we will be doing a swag bag. And I hope y'all can hear me nice and clear. If you can't hear me, please, if you're my friend or text me, let me know if you can hear me nice and clearly or not. But we will be having a swag bag, so we asking all entrepreneurs to come and donate some promos from your company, so they can go into the bag. Yes, that's what I said. And no, you don't have to pay me anything. All you have to do is mail an address that I send you, and they will go in the bag. And I say up to 50. Up to 50 is good. So up to 50 is good. You know, it might not get in each bag, but, you know, somebody's going to read your promo. I don't care if it's a pen, business card, whatever you got that you promote your business with, send them to me and inbox me if you don't need more detail. But again, I want to thank everybody who purchased their tickets. Yes, we selling tables. We're going to have some of the vendors. I still need like two vendors, if I'm not mistaken. It's two more. No. I don't think I need any more vendors. Probably one more vendor. So I'm telling you, I get you our tickets. If you want to be in a house, and this is going to be the event of the year. I'm not playing. The event of the year is YANA 23. I'm telling y'all, YANA 23, be there. There's going to be a lot of networking going on. I'm telling you, I ain't going to say nothing else about it. You know, inbox me if you want more details. Or go to the website, YANA23.eventbrite.com, and all the information is on there. get your ticket before we sell out. I'm telling y'all, y'all won't miss it. Get your tickets now. And then let's go back to Let's Talk To Podcast, Charnell Williams. Thank y'all so much. And I really appreciate everybody. I appreciate everybody who coming out showing their support. And it's like I said, it's my 6 years. So I hope to see y'all there. Yes, in the Poconos. So, okay, let's get back to the show. Let's Talk To Podcast. I have a special guest on tonight, well, this evening. She's going to come on and tell y'all all about her. I'm going to ask her some questions, and she's going to answer to her best of ability. So let's bring on see, that's why I hate saying names, Priscilla Harris. And I hope I said her name correctly, Priscilla Harris. 1 second. Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And congratulations on your six-year anniversary. That's amazing.
Yes, thank you so much. Let's talk about you. Let's tell the audience a little bit about who is Priscilla Harris.
Well, thank you. First of all, New Jersey is in the house. I am originally from New Jersey. I will always be a Jersey girl, no matter what.
Right.
So my name is Priscilla Harris, and I am originally from New Jersey. I currently reside in the Atlanta, Georgia area. I'm excited about life and what's going on with me these days. But my, I grew up in New Jersey. I come from Monmouth County. And if you know anything about New Jersey, it's exit 7A on the turnpike.
Get Pacific, go ahead.
You know where I'm from. So, exit 7B. So exit 7A, and so I was born and raised in Monmouth County, grew up in Monmouth County, and needless to say, I think, you know, a lot of people, when you say you're from New Jersey, they always go to Newark and up north, or they may even call you from New York, and it's like, we are in the Garden State, so I have to correct that immediately.
Yes. Well, I'm from Newark, New Jersey, but go ahead.
And no, and I'm not, no shade on Newark. I mean, I'm just saying a lot of people want to group us up.
Understand.
I think we got messed up. We got messed up with the Jersey Shore show because we folks was from New York. They were real New Jerseyans.
Right.
But, but I come from a large family. I am the middle child of nine. And primarily raised by my father and our father. And, he raised us as a higher standard to, you know, get educated, do well in life. And so even as a young girl, I've always pursued things outside the box. I think when I sent you my bio, I'm definitely a risk taker, and I'm also a veteran. I'm a veteran. I served in the military for 8 years. For 8 years. I've been overseas. I've been, when I came back, I graduated from DeVry University. And I got my bachelor's degree in computer information systems. I was kind of like a nerd. And then I got my master's. I moved down to Atlanta, which was a culture shock for me because growing up in South Jersey, Monmouth County, it was predominantly white. So I kind of had this perception in my mind. This is why branding is so important, because I grew up in a good environment. Don't misunderstand me. Even though it was predominantly a white area, I did get a great education. But in my mind, I used to think that, like, all white people were rich. That's what I used to think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just were rich. They just owned everything. So coming to Atlanta and seeing Black people that were beautiful homes and go to the mall, they're behind the counters running things, managing things, all these businesses. Mm-hmm. It was true shock for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first, and to me, I felt it was the first time that I can really believe that I can be really, truly successful too, because I saw people that looked like me.
Oh, okay. And that's great. You know, and that's great when you see people who look like you, because when I was younger too, you know, I'm from a project in Jersey, so I always thought white people was rich and they owned everything too. When you walk to the store, you see a white person behind a counter. You understand what I'm saying? You know, they own this. Then you see them riding up and down the street with BMWs, Porsches, and all that. But so I feel you on that. You know, I feel you on that. But, oh, we overcame, you know, we overcame. So, like you said, there's a lot of, you know, black businesses out there, and that's what I like to do. I like to support black businesses. And don't get me wrong, you know, I support others, but I really like to support, because we came a long way, Priscilla, a long way.
We have.
So, Priscilla, let's talk about you. Okay, we know you're from Jersey. You're a Jersey female. We understand that, okay? Let's talk about you. What do you do? What's going on in your life? What do you want to tell us about you?
Well, thank you for asking. I am really like a serial entrepreneur. I mean, even from a young age, I've always been very innovative, creative. I'm a spiritual person as well. So, you know, when I read something in the Bible, I really take it for what it says. And it says that the Lord would give us witty and creative inventions to get well. And I'm like, okay. And so I remember just at an early age coming up with little ideas of ways to get money, because although I grew up, I grew up in a household, again, it was nine of us, so my dad could only do but so much, which, you know, make sure we have at home, we have food, we have clothes, but to get those extra things, we learned that we had to work for it. And so, and having that characteristic and being raised that way, you know that, you know, it took me out of the box of the norm of, oh, just get a job, get a nine to five. No, it was in my mind, no, let me figure out what my gifts are so I can be creative so that I can be able to sell things and earn my wealth that way. So I've been a serial entrepreneur pretty much all my life doing various things. I remember my first one, I at one point, this was years ago, me and this other girl, we were going to think about doing a wholesale diaper business, and it was called Diaper Zone, and we just had this whole plan of selling, you know, buying wholesale diapers and selling in bulk, even before there was like a Sam's Club in Walmart where they sell it in bulk. We had that idea. So, you know, that's what my track record has been in my life. And so recently, what I really want to talk about with you and your audience today is my new project, which just I just had a release event about a month, almost a month ago, and it's called I Say Who I Am. I Say Who I Am is a book series and songs aimed to educate children and potentially their parents as well on the significance of how they perceive and describe themselves. So the message I want to relay in my book, it emphasizes on one's own self-expression, holding the most, like the fact that what they say about themselves in the mirror really matters the most. Because unfortunately, there right now in society is this epidemic of low self-esteem. Yeah. And my desire is to really start at a young age to teach kids that, you know what, it's a healthy self-image. It's not a self-image. I don't want to promote like this ego, like I'm better than you. No, it's a healthy self-image that I know that I am great, but guess what, Charnel, you're great too. So let's be great together.
Yeah.
That type of self-positive. image is what my books endeavor to accomplish with the children. And then if their parents are reading the books with their children, that they'll grab a hold to it too, because what we do have is a lot of children that didn't get that affirmation and didn't get that positive reinforcement that that they're great and that they're awesome, and they became young adults and now they're adults, middle adults, and then even senior adults, and they're walking around and not knowing that they are amazing people.
And that's true. I just want you to know that I listened to both two of your tracks today. And it was so amazing. And for those, I have to get the track because I listened to two versions of it. Because you got multi-versions of it, of the song.
Yeah,
I listened to them and I was like, oh. And then when y'all go and listen to the music, listen to the words. That's very important. You have to, you know, some people just listen to the music and, you know, the beats and stuff. But this right here, you have to listen to the words. And that's what I did. I listened to the words. And I was like, oh, wow. That's why I messaged you. I was like, oh, wow, because I listened to both parts. So it's amazing. And somebody, you know, I want to use that song for something because I was like, what can I use this song for? I was like, what can I use it for? But I got to think of something to use the song for because it's so amazing and it's a positive message. That's the whole key. It's positive.
And to be honest with you, I wrote the book. Now, the book's, it's three books. And this is my first time as an author. And to be honest with you, I have a sister, Pamela Harris, and my brother, Ronnie Harris. And all my life, they were the writing muses. I mean, my sister won a contest in our community because she was so prolific in her writing, poetry, and just storytelling. And then my brother also had that same gift. And I never really considered myself a writer. And to be honest with you, it just seems like I had always been like a mathematical person. Like I was really into math and computers and technology. But as I have grown and matured and have gotten older, I find that I love reading now because I used to read, but not as much as I read now. And I find that I'm just, you know, really drawn to writing stories. And so maybe that's just my second season in life. You know, I turned 55 last year, so
maybe we're the same age. Okay.
What was that?
I said we are the same age.
Yes, ma'am. And so I don't know if that a trigger went off to say, okay, you're done with that part of your life. Okay, I'm going to show you some other gifts that I hid in you. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that the Lord has put hidden treasures within us. And sometimes we don't even know about those or they're not even activated into us until someone activated or you experience something that activates those hidden treasures that we all carry within ourselves.
Right. And we were talking about this earlier, like everybody, you know, because some people don't, they ain't found their purpose yet. They ain't found your gift yet. But we were saying everybody has a gift and a story. You understand what I'm saying? You might not know what that gift is at this time or this moment. But once you get, and I'm not going to just say older, because either your younger people know their gift younger than the older people. But sometimes it takes time, and like you said, you got to seek into God because it's really God controlling everything. So whatever he wants, that's which way you'll get from it. You can use your gift as a purpose. You can use your gift as, you know, helping others and doing what you got to do. But just don't, you know, run with your gift without praying on your gift, because just the way how you climbed up that ladder, you can accidentally, and I'm saying accidentally, fall back down. You understand what I'm saying? So don't think you're too powerful than God, because you're not. But everybody has a gift, and I tell everybody all the time, do it. Don't just talk about it. You got to do it. You know, you want to write a book, you're never too old. This lady I just signed to my own publishing company. She just wrote a book. Guess how old she is? 65 years old. 65, her first book coming, you know? So you're never too old. And, you know, I'm just tired of people just thinking like, oh, it's too late. Too late for what? What is it too late for? You understand what I'm saying? Long as you breathing, you waking up in the morning, it's never too late for anything. And that's how I really truly feel. And I be trying to tell people that all the time. You know, it's never too late. Never. So follow your dreams. You know, do what you got to do. Like you said, you did. You got so much going on. You done wrote your book, you know, and you done did the music, which I love the music. I got to do something with your music because it's positive. It's a positive. It's positive, for, especially for kids. You understand what I'm saying? The kids, and I need to let my grandson, but I had my headphones on so he couldn't hear it, but I need to let him listen to it too because it's so positive. And I was like, that's why I had the inbox. He was like, did you do this? Like, you did a great job. You understand what I'm saying? I haven't read the book, but the music speaks for itself.
Thank you. Well, let me clarify the book. Okay, so there's three books. So there's two books that are for toddlers. So they're for the ages of an infant to about 4 years old. And the reason why there's two is we split in half the alphabet. So volume one is A through M, and then volume two is N through Z. So those two books, volume one and volume two, for your toddlers. And then we have one for children, which are A through Z, which you can actually, those are for like kindergarten to about second or third grade, depending on where your child is on the educational spectrum. So, so there's three books, and I recommend you just get the whole bundle because it would be a blessing. And you talked about, you know, possibly sending some products for your event, and I definitely want to talk to you about that because I would love to kind of give you some of the that you can give out as a prize or a raffle to someone.
Oh,
I think
thank
it would
you.
Be a definitely. But now that I've did the books for the toddlers and the children, my publisher as well as some other people that I've been in talk with, they're like, okay, well, where's the one for the teens? Where's the one for, and a lot of the parents, they tell me all the time, adults need those books too. So I've really people have been talking to me about really pushing the envelope in myself and producing one for teens and one for young adults, and then maybe one for adults and men. So, just putting it out there in the atmosphere, we'll see what God's going to do.
Oh, yeah, and that would be great for all ages, you know? It would be really great because it would be a message for different ages, you know?
Absolutely.
So far as your book, and so you started writing this book. So what made you do the music behind it? Where did the music aspect came from?
Okay, let me tell you this story. So, again, and I don't know about other people, but for me, my creativity and all those witty ideas come to me at night. When it's so calm and it's so still and you can't hear anything, that's when, I don't know what it is, but my mind starts going. And so I had gotten a habit from years ago, and I sleep with a journal in my bed or it's on the nightstand. And I woke up one morning at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I grabbed my book and I started writing these words that were coming to me. And once I finished writing the words, it was in my mind that this is a song to go with your book. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking to myself, okay. And so I'm not a singer. I can't hold a tune, but I'm not a singer. I'm not an artist. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I have a cousin who lives in Georgia, and she has produced a couple of singles.
And so I reached out to her. She's a young cousin. And so I reached out to her, and I explained to her, I said, listen, these words came to me, these lyrics for a song. I would like for you to take these lyrics and produce, you know, put the music with it and produce a song, sing the song for me.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I gave her flexibility if she needed to kind of change the lyrics a little bit, but I told her I wanted mm-hmm. the essence of what I wrote to be the main mm-hmm. focus of the song. But I gave her free rein mm-hmm. to bring out the best of who she is to the song. And that's mm-hmm. the song with the kids. The more slower, the more kiddish side, because it needed to appeal to the kids, the infants and the toddlers. You know how they rock, and they're so into the videos, mm-hmm. like if you saw the video, but it really kind of, and it has a tune to it. So I love the version. Like, huh?
I said yes, I hear you.
I gave it to her, and then I forgot all about it. Charnel, I forgot all about it. And then in the middle of the night, while I'm at my computer working on other stuff, I hear a thing, and she sends me an email at probably like 10 o'clock at night. Hey, cuz, here's the song. This is what I came up with. It's the first draft. I hope you like it. And I was super excited. And I went ahead and listened to it, and I was like, I love it. And so, and that's how the song came out. And then I thought about the song was like more for the little kids. And then because I did a book for the kind of older kids, the, you know, first grade, second grade, they kind of bebopish, hip-hopish.
Mm-hmm.
I went on Fiverr. I mean, this is so remarkable. I went on Fiverr, and I started doing a search for a gospel rapper. That's what I searched for.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a couple of people. And if you know anything about Fiverr, you can go on there, and they give you samples of their work. And I actually sampled some of the gospel rappers, and then because I wanted someone positive. And I'm not saying that you have to be a gospel rapper to be positive, because, you know, you could not be a gospel person and still be positive, but I just I don't know, that's what I googled. And then I found this guy King Marino, and I really liked his vibe. And so I did the same thing that I did with my cousin. I gave him the lyrics, but I told him we could tweak it, you could have flexibility, but the core message has to be the same. And I said, I want you to give me all that you can give me in this. And that's what he gave.
He did a good job, because that was the first one I didn't even know it was going to be like hip-hop. That's the first one I listened to. And I was like, oh, okay now. and then I listened to the second. I was like, oh, okay, she did her thing. That's why I was like, when she come on, I got to ask her, because I ain't wanted to keep asking all these questions in the inbox, because I wanted to have some questions for you on air. You understand what I'm saying? So I was like, I can't. I'm going to wait till she get on air to ask her this. But, yeah, it was good. You did your thing with that. You know, you really did your thing with it. I was like, oh, okay now. That's why I was like, what made you inspired to do a song with the book? Now, if somebody want to order the book, do the CD come with the book, or they purchase it separate? How do that work?
Great question. Well, my song right now is both of the songs are on all the streaming platforms that you can go ahead and download. You can go to Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube, Pandora.
Amazon, because I went to Amazon, but go ahead.
It's everywhere, and you can download it now. In terms of the book, the book will be out next week on Amazon and every other distribution. Right now, I was offering it as a pre-order on my website. Now, the thing about ordering it on Amazon and all of that, not the music, but the book, is that you're just going to get the book. And I'm trying to encourage people to order the books on my website. You can go to www.priscillacamossblend.store. And I know, because I'm a jack of all trades, I was selling CMOS, and I have a Wix account. So I was like, okay, I didn't want to have to create another website, but I know I.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm a young author, I'm a young songwriter, I'm a young, you know, person. So I'm trying to maximize what I have until I could do better. So I hope people
right.
that as a
and that's what we all. And that's how that's how everybody start off with. You understand what I'm saying? We got to start from somewhere. So we start from, and then as we grow and as we move on up, we learn, and we still learn every day. You might think you know it all, but no, you really, somebody else, like I listened to this lady today, I was like, oh, I didn't know that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a publisher. So, you know, you grow every day and you learn things every day.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I just wanted to mention because I love people and I know, let me just say this. When you go to my website and you, or you could just Google Priscilla Harris, I Say Who I Am on Google, and you'll get the website as well. If you don't remember, or I'm talking too fast for you to get the website. But I will tell you this. When you order it from my website, you're getting more than just a book. You're going to get wristbands that say, I Say Who I Am. And on the other side, it says, At Self Love. You're also going to get bookmarks on three that are really nice as well. You're going to get the author's signature. I'm going to sign your book for you. And if you specifically want me to write a message to personalize it to your child or to your children, maybe you're getting to the family collection for your book. I'll sign up. Just let me know in the checkout and the name, whether it's your family name or a specific child's name, and I'll write a special message to them. So you're getting all of that, plus all the books, plus all the videos, plus all the songs, because the songs and the video are in the book. So you're getting all of that. Order it from my website.
And I just want people to know that's a good deal, because I'm an author and I'm not giving y'all all that when y'all order my books. So that's a good deal. You understand what I'm saying? Any author that's listening knows they probably saying, wow. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's a good deal. So y'all go to her website. Now, do you have any upcoming events coming up?
I am actually going to be in New Jersey on the 17th. However,
March 17th.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, I may want to kind of see if we can hook up. So I would love to meet you since I'm going to be there. Since I'm going to be in New Jersey visiting family.
Well, just to let you know now that I don't live in Jersey no more. I'm in the Poconos, so I moved to the Poconos. Yeah, I moved to the Poconos where I'm having my event. I wish you could come to my event. Like, where I'm having my event at, that's where I live at now. So,
We can talk afterwards, and let me check my schedule and see we can do. Because I also do speaking engagements. If someone wants me to come out, and I really focus on my speaking engagements of just people understanding who they are. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how some of us have had a hard life, but that does not dictate how we spend the rest of our lives. And so,
amen.
Yeah, I really, really drill into and motivate and really inspire people to find their purpose and just understanding that it's okay. I frame the quote, self-love is taught. We have to teach ourselves how to love ourselves in a positive, healthy way, not in a negative, prideful, ego way. And so I really dive into what it means to find your purpose and why it's important that in that purpose you be yourself and to reach your greatest success in life for yourself.
And that is so true. That's what I do. That's why I do my platforms. Like, that's why I have my podcast. That's why I do the Women's Empowerment. You understand what I'm saying? Because I love women as us, giving positive message and feedback, especially to the younger ladies, because they need that. You understand what I'm saying? So, and that's one reason why I really do my Women's Empowerment. So we can talk to the younger people, because in this day in society or whatever, they really need it. You know, they really, really need it. So I thank you for doing that, because a lot of people is not doing positive things. They just money, 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 money. You understand what I'm saying? Like, where's the positive stuff at? You know, when give back. You have to give back. And I always say this. You always give back, and you never forget where you come from.
Absolutely.
Never. So,
One more thing I wanted to add, on top of all the things that I'm doing with the books in terms of those that purchase it, I'm also doing what I call BOGO 2, buy one to give one to. So when people buy a book on my website, I'm going to give one away as well. That's how much I want to really, really grab a hold to. I say who I am. When I look in that mirror, I say who I am, because I have been in darkness, and I had to stand up out of my depression and my state of feeling like myself, and I had to declare, and I used to walk in the room, I am great, I am awesome, I am wonderful. You have to declare, if nobody pats you on the back, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am great, no matter what it looks like.
Right, and that is so true. And that's why I don't know how long that me and you've been friends on Facebook. I don't know. But I always used to say that last year. Like, if nobody don't pat me on the back, I'm patting my own self on the back. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't need a lot of people to pat you on the back to tell you that you're great. Long, you got to believe that you're great. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to believe. So I understand where you're coming from. And I just really appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate that you serve for us Americans. I appreciate it. And I just wish you lived closer. But I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And we will talk. We will talk after the podcast, or whenever you have time to talk. We will get on the phone, and we because we need to stay connected for real.
Thank you. I'm so thankful for your podcast. I want to congratulate you and encourage you. 6 years is a great accomplishment, especially sometimes
when you're
starting off. You don't really know if it's going to work. You don't even know if you're going to get the support. But the fact that regardless of all of that, you kept moving forward, and we've come to this place where I'm even on your podcast. I don't know a lot about podcasts, so I definitely could really learn a lot from you, because, you know, I'm looking for ways that I can build my audience as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to, you know, stay connected as well. But I'm grateful for this opportunity that you have given me to just share about who I am and what I'm doing with my book. And I just really appreciate you as well.
Thank you, and same here. And just to let you know, I'm going to put the replay on my page, so those who missed it and couldn't make it, because I know a lot of people said they couldn't make it to this evening, so they can still listen to the replay. You understand what I'm saying? So once we get off the podcast, I'm going to send it to you so you can share it with your people. And as a matter of fact, I'm just going to put it on my page and tag you in it, like I always do. Then you can share it for those. You know, I'm thinking about those who couldn't make it either. So for those who couldn't make it,
you know, you still have time to listen to it because I'm about to send it and post it, repost it on my page. But I want to thank you, Priscilla, for being a guest on Let's Talk To. And I just love what positive women doing because, Priscilla, you know, this Women's Month. So I'm grateful to have you on the show, you know, because we have to stick together. If we don't stick together, who's going to stick together with us, for us, matter of fact. You understand what I'm saying? We need to stop the nonsense with the women, and we all need to come together. That's why I do my Women's Empowerment. For those who are going to be in the tri-state area, get your tickets, register now, because you don't even want to miss Let's Talk To. I'm about to say my radio station. You don't even want to miss the Women's Empowerment. It will take place in the Poconos on May the 13th. Now, Priscilla, do you have any last words before I let you go?
Yes. I started not too long ago doing every Monday, I come on and I pick a topic and I call it my author's signature word. And so I just want to end this podcast by saying that my author's signature word for everyone that's listening is that, you know what? Get in a mirror, look in a mirror and say, you right there, point at yourself in that mirror and say, there is greatness within you. Yes, you. And just smile. So that's my author's signature word for everyone that's listening on today's Let's Talk To podcast with the amazing host, Miss Charnell Williams.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you so amazing, too. And don't forget, we're going to keep in touch. Once I get off and do the replay, I'm going to send you a message, okay? And I just want to thank you so much. And everybody, go get her book. Go to give your website out one more time, please.
You can go to www.priscilla, PRISCILLASEAMOSSBLEND.store, STORE. I sell sea moss, too, but we're not talking about that today. I'm going to have to come back on.
You have to come back. You're welcome anytime. You are so welcome anytime. And thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Okay, Priscilla?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. I want to thank everybody for being a guest on Let's Talk Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk To podcast with author Charnell Williams. Tune in next time every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to live, laugh, and love.